seasons of Vrindavan. The transcendental forest of Vrindavan exists beyond the reaches of time, yet it is divided into six sections to display the six seasons. Though resembling their material counterparts, the six seasons of Vrindavan are completely transcendental since they nourish the spiritual bliss of Krishna's pastimes. The six seasons are known as the joy of monsoon, the pleasure of autumn, the satisfaction of winter, the happiness of the dewy season, the beauty of spring, and the auspicious season of summer. The monsoon season. During monsoon season, the constant torrential rain showers resemble the intense pleasure derived from rendering pure, unalloyed devotional service. As a self-realized person becomes illumined with the eternal light of bliss, this season illumines the sky with flashes of flickering lightning which satisfies the heart. The sorrowful wailing of the peacocks reminds one of Parvati's intense yearning to reunite with Shiva. Clamoring, the hookah birds mimic the conflicting arguments found in books of logic. As Garuda is eternally endowed with strong wings, the season eternally echoes with the cries of Chataka birds. Arjuna trees appear like a second sun to brighten all directions with their bold red flowers. Rain showers during particular nakshatras summon effulgent emeralds appearing like tender shoots of grass. The Chamaru deer mistake the emeralds for shoots of grass and try to nibble on them. When the Indragopa, tiny red insects, crawl on these emeralds, they appear like tiny rubies moving across a green bodice stretched across the breast of the earth. Kadamba flowers fill the air with a sweet herbal aroma. Due to the constant pouring of misty rain, the air always feels cool and refreshing. The monsoon season personified exhibits various symptoms of transcendental joy. Blossoming malati flowers provoke the earth to laughter. The trees ripilate with kadamba buds, and the sky is pleasant with ecstatic tears dripping from the rain clouds. The forehead of the monsoon season is decorated with a tilak mark of the Indradhanu creeper. The petals of golden ketaki flowers, more brilliant than lightning, decorate her dark hair. A garland of balaka flowers hangs from her neck to rest upon the newly formed bulging clouds of her raised breasts. The rumbling clouds sound like Chataki birds crying in anguish, "Please give us rain and save our lives." The clouds answer, "Do not lament, I will rain now." The thundering clouds sound like a revolving grinding stone, powdering a man's pride. The deep growl of the clouds sounds like a mridanga imitating the dancing of a love-intoxicated peacock or the alluring chanting of mantras by a woman separated from her lover's embrace. The monsoon season abounds with a symphony of sounds. Everywhere, chataka birds call, titi birds chirp, dadari birds cry, peacocks wail piteously, clouds roar, and raindrops pitter-patter. The melody of these sweet sounds is just suitable for lulling a woman to sleep after enjoying her lover. The nourishing waters of this season beautify all the trees and gardens. The abundant ripened fruits of the mango trees tint the center of the forest with a golden glow. Surrounding this area is a blackish aura created by Nebbijama fruits. Beyond this lies a pale yellow effulgence produced by the sharp, needle-like leaves and flowers of the Ketaki tree. With all these colorful hues, the gardens of Vrindavan appear as beautiful as a painting. The autumn season. The splendorous season of autumn is characterized by lakes full of deep blue water filled with red lotus flowers that look like the lotus feet of Vishnu being caressed by the loving lotus hands of Lakshmi. Brimming with water, these lakes are as clean and pure as the sinless heart of a devotee aspiring for prema. As Narayan is beautified by the presence of the joyful goddess of fortune, Similarly, the autumn lakes are beautified by the presence of chakravaka birds and blossoming lotuses. Groups of lazy swans sport freely in the lakes. Gliding along in the water, they resemble liberated souls, Paramahansas, swimming in the ocean of spiritual bliss. The cooing herons appear to be echoing the tales of Rama and Lakshman. Blue lotuses please everyone with their splendid fragrance, spreading throughout the land like the fame of the all-attractive Lord. The white lotuses, Pundarik, ornamenting the lakes, are like the elephant, Pundarik, who decorates the southeast direction. The bees ravage the honey of the Kumada lotuses growing in the lake, just as they enjoy the liquid oozing from the body of Kumada, the elephant of the southwest direction. Red lotuses cast their colors across the autumn lakes like the setting sun, coloring the evening sky with its pastel pinks. Like an impassioned lady, the autumn season holds these lakes, the reservoirs of all beauty, to her chest in love. The autumn moon shines brilliantly like a glinting sword unsheathed before battle. As Dharma fully manifests in Satyayuga, the bulls, as representatives of religion, manifest a type of madness during this season as they turn every field into a playground. The large lakes of this season are very beautiful, with warm water on their surfaces and cool water within. They resemble a peaceful man who keeps cool within even when harassed by the words of a fool. The rows of brilliant wispy clouds adorning the autumn sky look like sandalwood paste on the limbs of the directions personified as women. These cloud wisps appear like the white scarf of a young woman waving in the breeze, or cotton fluff carried by the winds personified as young girls. When the groups of pure white clouds reflect on the Jamuna, it appears like a brilliant white sandbar in the middle of the river, or that the Ganga, which is greenish-white in color, has taken shelter of the Yamuna to gain the fortune of bathing Krishna. Three wonderful features fill the autumn season with bliss, namely the fragrant pollen from blooming lotuses, the directions becoming darkened from swarms of bees maddened by the intoxicating fragrance of the chatina tree, and the wind-driven clouds moving like freely roaming elephants. The autumn season can be seen as a beautiful woman whose waist belt is the cooling herons, whose ankle bells are the sonorous quacking of the ducks, whose breasts are the chakravaka birds, whose moon-like face is the half-blooming lotuses, whose eyes are the blue lotuses, whose eyebrows are the fickle bees, and whose attractive garments are the pollen from various flowers. When the mud, kardama, dries up, this season becomes blissful with the sight of the faces of many brown calves, kapilas. Similarly, when Kardama Muni renounced his home, Devahuti took pleasure in seeing the face of her son, Kapila Deva. This season is like a king who has a flower bed in the middle of a forest of land lotuses. Its canopy is the sky overhead, sparkling with the constellations. Its chamra whisks are the swaying of the tall kusa flowers. In the monsoon season, the elephants of the directions jump on the clouds and push them down so that the sky appears to touch the treetops. On the other hand, when the tree branches become free from these clouds, it seems the elephants of the directions have departed. In their absence, the space above the trees increases. The Hemanta season, early winter. The sweet fragrance of Mahasaha flowers characterizes the early winter season, just as Arjuna is dear to Madhusudana. Similarly, this season, with its blossoming Arjuna trees, is very dear to Madhusudana, the honeybees. Yellow chinti flowers adds additional splendor, just as Shiva protected Banasura, the son of Bali. Similarly, this season gives shelter to the blue chinti flowers. Just as Mount Kailash holds Shiva and Parvati, this season supports the shining Lodra tree. Shukadeva, the son of Vyasa, spoke the verses of Bhagwat in many sweet tunes. Similarly, this season resounds with the mellifluous cries of many happy shukas, parrots. Hadithala birds give life to the season with their phenomenal speaking abilities, just as Haritha Muni propounded the Ayurveda. Just as a moment, Lavamatra, of Sarusanga removes false ego and gives one bliss, the presence of the lava birds in this season brings great joy to all. Just as a devotee of the Lord attains peace by the strength of his worship, similarly, the bodies of water in the early winter gradually become cool from the soft footsteps of the approaching cold season. The lotuses decrease in number and the nights gradually increase in length. There's no fault in this, however, because the gopis rejoice during the long winter nights. Everyone enjoys the brief morning hours touched by the weakened rays of the sun. The female deer, thinking it is the rays of the rising sun, becomes joyful for a short time upon seeing the ruby-studded earth. The deer, thinking them to be the cool rays of the moon, avoid the areas filled with bright crystal gems. What more can be said? Frightened by the cold season, Surya Bhagavan, the sun god, retreats to the southeast corner and the lotuses disappear. Female Chamaru deer glance about and wander here and there. Sometimes they mistake the emeralds lying on the ground to be fresh sprouts of barley. The astonished eyes of the deer resemble the doe-eyed gopis of Vrindavan. Frost competes with the heat of the sun for sovereignty over the earth. When the frost increases, the heat of the sun retreats. And when the heat of the sun increases, the frost retreats. Love pangs increase in the breasts of unmarried girls during the long winter nights, whereas the married gopis avoid the pains by willingly accepting the loving advances of their husbands. Pearl ornaments, being culled by nature, do not adorn the gorgeous gopis at this time, but they do decorate their hair with kuru baka flowers and rub pollen from the lodra flowers into it. Maha saha flower garlands hang across their budding breasts. Saffron ointments, which heat the body, serve as cosmetics. Heavy clouds of incense fill the pastime cottages, and heating spices enhance the tambula. Throughout the Hemanta season, the gopis refrain from mentioning any object reminding them of the cold. The dewy season. During the dewy season, the Dupa Hariya flowers blossom, reminding one of the happiness felt upon the arrival of a good friend. As Vishwakarma moves the sun around the zodiac, the Kunda flowers begin blooming. Vaikunthanath dominates the demons in the same way as the new Dhammanaka flowers dominate the season. Just as a downpour satisfied the cranes inhabiting the dry lands, similarly, the appearance of the fragrant Marubak flower brings happiness to all. Just as the ever-increasing glories of Ramachandra ornamented the Battle of Sri Lanka, the brightness of the dewy days increases at every moment to decorate the season. The welcome rays of the sun increase the joy of all by chasing away the chill. Leaving its southern course, the sun proceeds northward like a person renouncing his wife to follow the path of self-discovery. The mist rising from the ponds, rivers, and canals looks like effulgent rays coming from the hidden underwater jewels. Young female deer mistake it for smoke and assume the water is on fire. While looking at the splendid rising sun, the young deer become stunned and stop eating and drinking. Out of stupidity, they take the sun to be a blazing fireball and see the dew drops on the grass as pearls dropped in their grazing grounds. Suryadeva's gentle touch gradually dissolves the dew and the mist. Dense foliage overhead prevents accumulation of dew beneath the tall, luxuriant trees. In the evening, handsome bucks sit beneath these trees and ruminate without the fear of the cold. The setting sun appears like a glowing hot iron ball sinking into the water and giving off steam. Birds cry out as they flee from the darkness. Without talking to their mates, they sleep comfortably amidst the lush growth of the beautiful trees. Due to the cold, the Chakora birds cease flying in the rays of the moon. Lovers ponder sleeping blissfully in deep embraces. The long nights favor extended conversations as the rush to sleep recedes. The gopis give up cosmetics like kunkuma that obstruct a lover's closeness. The loving embraces of husbands and wives produce pleasant sensations. Although the season brings biting cold, the warmth of love prevents the pain. Lotuses cannot bloom in this season. In the morning, the women of Vrindavan who are endowed with good qualities warm up their backs by exposing them to the sun. Bandhujiva garlands adorn their hair. Dhamanaka cleaves hang from their ears. And Kunda Koraka garlands lie on their chests. As previously mentioned, they do not wear any pearl jewelry at this time of the year. The spring season. Mango trees laden with new buds announce the arrival of spring. The sight is as pleasing as the union of lovers instigated by fresh longing. Blossoming Madhavi creepers appear along the pathways as a sadhaka sometimes sighs while traversing the path of self-realization. Ashoka trees exploding with splendid red flowers drive away all lamentation, like the Lord's devotees who have transcended the mystic coverings of hankering and lamenting. The clumps of fresh buds on the Kanchana trees appear like groups of sonorous pundits studying the scriptures. The groves of betel trees look like groups of mad elephants and great contingents bent on war. Sweet-scented mandara trees add more beauty to the season. These trees appear like intoxicated men sauntering about after drinking liquor. Cuckoos play about the trees like the restless monkeys in Ramachandra's phalanx. Lingering in the air is the fine scent of clove trees, fleeting like the happiness derived from material pleasures. The large number of bakula trees appears like the strong men serving in the dynasty of Ikshvaku. Creepers of blooming malika flowers beautify the landscape, just as the seven notes embellish the musical scale. Flowering karira trees fill the air with an intoxicating aroma, like the liquid flowing from the heads of love-crazed elephants. Flower-scented breezes accent the spring season, just as lust agitates a materially attached man. Moon rays increase their brilliance with the departure of the cold and embrace the spring nights like a person delivered from death. While the springtime moon glistens sweetly in the clear skies above, the young gopis enjoy sweet pastimes in the groves below. When the soft breezes caress the sweet fragrances within the groves, the gopis come to gather flowers, attracted by the beauty of unlimited flowers on the trees. Playful Krishna, wearing a golden necklace, attains the height of bliss from seeing the gopis in their prime of youth. Dense swarms of humming bees, eager to taste the pollen of lotuses, darken the sky as they speed towards the flowers. But seeing the bees bypass them, the lotus flowers argue among themselves. Why not drink from me first? Have I committed any offense to you? Though the flowers offer their pollen to the bees do not accept it. Instead, they become intoxicated by smelling the fragrance from the lotus mouths of the Braja gopis, whose hearts overflood with intense feelings of love. Seeing the palasa trees devoid of leaves, the bees conjecture, what happened to the palasa groves? They are as dry as a parrot's beak. What else can be said? In this season, the cuckoos, truly the embodiments of primordial sound, open their beaks to taste the mango and then begin to coo. At this time, the bees inside the mango buds come out to take rest. The best of the maddened elephants roams about with the intoxicated gopis of Braja, whose sweet whispering defeats the soothing sound of running water. The cuckoos resound like a bell to announce their arrival. Spring personified looks attractive with her beautiful Nagakeshara flower carting. Madhavi creeper neck jewelry, Malati flowers adorning her breasts, red Palasa bindu, Champaka flower bodice, and a red Ashok flower sash around her waist. Various types of tiny creepers appear at this time of the year, which smile with their glittering flowers, cry tears of love in the form of dripping honey nectar, and haripilate with new buds. the summer season. Blossoming citrusa trees announce the arrival of the summer season. They make Vrindavan look like the land of Kashmir, which abounds in colorful flowers, giving fragrance throughout the year. Happy Mallika ducks cruise along the brimming lakes. Just as golden ripe paddy beautifies the autumn season, similarly, the fully blossomed patalo flowers add a special splendor to the summer season. The flowering kutaja trees appear like the joyful playgrounds of Lord Indra. Satapatrika birds highlight the season, just as blossoming lotuses decorate a lake. Just as smoke on a mountain infers the presence of a fire, similarly, the sighting of pinga birds indicates the arrival of the auspicious summer season. As the majestic King Virochan illuminated the dynasty of Pallad, similarly, the sun shines brightly at this time. Just as Vaishnavas attain relief from material distress by attaining the lotus feet of Vishnu, similarly, the cooling rays of the moon give great relief from the scorching heat of the day. Devotees of the Lord find joy by absorbing themselves in His humble service, just as one finds happiness by taking a cool bath in summer. One's sins gradually diminish in the association of devotees. Similarly, the length of nights gradually decreases in the presence of summer. As everyone in the universe can find pleasure by serving Lord Hari, similarly, every living entity relishes the pleasant breezes of summer. Pious people derive full satisfaction by spending money on their loved ones. By applying substances such as sandalwood pulp, one feels immense pleasure in this season. Due to the fatal threat of hot sweat, coolness flees from all directions and takes shelter in the fortress of the gopis' breasts. To find relief from the intense heat, the creepers and trees fan each other by slowly moving their twigs and branches. Mercy manifests in the cool water flowing in the jeweled basins below the shady trees. As a host carefully tends to his guests, the summer offers these cooling basins to attentively serve its birds and beasts. In the same way that pious gentlemen provide for the needy, the shady trees relieve everyone from the heat of summer. The streams of water flowing from the tops of the jeweled mountains extinguish the fiery heat caused by the harsh rays of the Suryakanta jewels. Krishna and the gopis, their ankle bells chiming sweetly, hold hands as they meander along the cool forest paths under the shady trees. Summer sends scorching hot winds that make one feel he is breathing poison-filled air. Not finding any abatement from the heat by contacting the bodies of water, the wind tries to touch the cool fragrance residing in the breasts of the gopis. Besides beautifying the night, the summer moon brings full satisfaction to all. Due to the intense suffering experienced every day, the word daytime instills fear in the heart, but everyone appreciates the cool nights of summer. In this way, the summer is glorified. Amidst lotus flowers in the lake, there is a houseboat covered with a canopy trimmed with hanging pearls that shake in the wind. It is sprayed by a mist scented with fine particles of camphor and buffeted by the pleasant winds of chamaras waved by loving attendants. Radhika and Krishna sleep in blissful reverie within that charming houseboat. The summer finds Srihari wearing a strand of large pearls bordering his hairline and forehead. His shimmering golden dhoti blows in the wind. Garlands of buds, cooling flower ornaments, and sandalwood paste adorn his attractive transcendental form. As embodiments of the summer season, the gopis are decorated with ear ornaments of citrusy flowers, crowns of patala flowers, garlands of mallika flowers, and bracelets of kutaja flowers. At the end of the day, the gopis in the flower-filled forest of Vrindavan serve the lotus feet of Krishna. The six seasons of Vrindavan. Six distinct seasons manifest in Vrindavan, plus three seasons appearing in pairs as autumn and winter, dewy and spring, summer and monsoon. In this way, Vrindavan features nine seasonal forests. But actually, 10 seasonal divisions exist in Vrindavan. That is the six different seasons, the three combinations, and the six seasons at once. In the 10th forest, all six seasons at once, the youthful gopis take fresh kadamba flowers from the rainy season and fix them in their hair parts. They twirl autumn season lotuses in their petal-like fingers, smear the pollen of winter lodra flowers on their cheeks, and put panduli flowers from the dewy season around their necks. They place bunches of ashoka buds from the spring over their ears and entwine malika garlands in their hair from the summer season. Every day the Brajagopis beautifully decorate themselves like this to worship their beloved Lord Krishna. The ever-increasing natural beauty of the forest kunjas rivals majestic houses made of priceless jewels. The sweet sounds of birds and cuckoos echo throughout the kunjas that are lit by phosphorescent vines. Musk deer scent the air, and chumri cows clean the forest floor with their bushy tails.